On the first day of the Republican National Convention, Monday, enthusiastic attendees dressed in red, white, and blue swarmed around the Pfizer Forum, taking pictures, diving in and out of restaurants, and connecting with their peers. Though the delegates come from different states, America's future and how they can help shape it was ever present on their minds. This includes Washington State Delegate Dave Tegeler. He used to be part of the Tea Party movement, but he joined the Republican Party because he felt it better responds to the needs of the people. Now it's his first time attending a large-scale political event for the Republican Party. Though the recent attempted assassination on Donald Trump disturbed him, Tegeler says connecting with fellow Republicans has helped him remain optimistic about the country's future.
Well, I think we all came in here pretty shocked. We're kind of in the situation where we'd like to see the country come back together again. And I think we now see that probably Donald Trump is in a very strong position to bring us all together as a country and move forward.
Maine delegate Heather Sprague is also looking forward to the future. As a Republican delegate for a blue state, Sprague is passionate about representing a population that she believes often goes unheard. Like Tegeler, it's also her first time attending the RNC. And in talking with old friends and meeting new ones, she feels reminded of why she became involved in politics.
I can relate to the people because I've had to struggle, you know, among other things. But, you know, I found my purpose, and that is to bring the voice of the people back to their house.
As delegates assembled for the first day of the four-day convention, hundreds of people marched nearby to protest the GOP and the RNC. People from across the country traveled here to be part of the coalition to march on the RNC. I'm Eric Von Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.